Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. I know it's going to be the day after Christmas here. Hope you had a great celebration with family and friends. Got everything you wanted for Christmas from Santa Claus, right?
Yeah, and with Christmas on Monday, everybody's probably back to work today.
Well, probably so. And now we're counting down to another big event with New Year's coming up.
That's right.
Happy New Year, everyone, from Integrity Meats in Belle Fourche, South Dakota. Grateful for their customers and community. The holidays are a time to open our hearts, to pause, to reflect, and to pray. Have a blessed holiday season and Happy New Year from Integrity Meats. Happy New Year, everyone, from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in historic Medora. Find them on Facebook and follow them at NorthDakotaCowboy.org. Happy holidays from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. And safe driving wishes for the new year. Safe driving wishes for the new year from WW Tire Service, 8 locations across central and eastern South Dakota.
And what if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers so much, including ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture, and so much more. There's no need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. It sounds great, doesn't it? Well, it is great. Stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit us online at tsln.com. All right, Mike, let's kick it off. This is A Coyote for Christmas. Now, I know we're the day after, but we'll probably be doing some Christmas things throughout this week. This is A Coyote for Christmas, and it is written by Wesley Beck. 'Twas the morning of Christmas with the presents all done. Dad looked at me and said, "Let's make a run. I've got the horses saddled and waiting outside. The hounds are barking and howling, waiting for us to ride." Mama looked nervous, her eyes with a worry. Dad gave her a kiss and said, "We'll be back for Christmas dinner, I promise. We'll hurry. It's my best horse that carries my saddle, my cute little bay. She's calm and quiet even on such a cold winter day. Dad's horse gets a hump, and I can tell he's going to buck. But my dad's an old hand, and that horse ain't going to have much luck." We hit a long trot through a stiff winter breeze. I try to look tough, but I'm pretty sure my feet will freeze. The dogs leap and bound, thinking this weather is swell. It's not long before our old lead hound catches a smell. They're off like a rocket through the sand and the snow. Dad turns to me and hollers, "All right, here we go." They get him caught down the hill in a draw. I don't dare tell Dad. At this point, my face is awfully cold and raw. We get a few more caught as together we trot along. Soon Dad's phone starts to make its ringing song. We know it's my mom without even looking. I'm betting it's time to eat that big meal she's been cooking. The family's all here ready for lunch and Christmas fun, but me and Dad, we like to give these old coyotes a run. Dad looks at the time and it's 15 after noon. He lets out a laugh. "We better get home soon." We turn toward the house and hit a long trot. Oh, Mom, she's probably boiling over right on the spot. As we near the house, I look up to see an old coyote across the meadow just staring at me. I look at my dad with a smile and say, "Just one more. Mom will forgive us. After all, it is Christmas Day." Just that one more.
Here are a few things to think about on the 12 days of Christmas, post-Christmas. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 nasty fruitcakes, 11 shoppers shoving, 10 credit cards maxed, 9 broken diets, 8 hours delay, 7 tacky sweaters, 6 checks a-bouncing, 5 extra pounds, 4 bags of missing, 3 missed flights, 2 panic attacks, and I guess a partridge in a pear tree. So some things after Christmas to think about. Here's another one of those 12 days post-Christmas. 12 migraine headaches, 11 busted knuckles, 10 whining people, 9 fingernails broken, 8 managers freaking out, 7 aching shoulders, 6 falling trays, 5 broken machines, 4 customers screaming, 3 clueless directives, 2 late trucks, and a boss that won't stop pushing me. Those are 12 days of postal Christmas.
There we go. Oh my goodness. Okay, well, we're about to wrap this program, but we still have a little bit more time, and I want to share some more trash talk by Annie. Ty Gracie sent these in, and again, it's a deck of cards, and it's hilarious. Here's a couple more. "When I woke up, I had no plans to be this awesome, but hey, things happen."
Things happen, don't they?
That's right. And life isn't a fairy tale. If you lose your shoes at midnight, you are drunk.
That's more than likely the case. Folks, we want to thank everybody for tuning in over 2023 to the Good Stuff program. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. And if you have items to share in the new year, send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. Happy New Year, everyone, from the Good Stuff.